Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry updates from the past week. Leading Australian insurer Suncorp is planning to cut 30 out of its 70 positions in the motor claims assessing squad as part of a scheme to offshore some functions. According to the Finance Sector Union, the company is looking to boost efficiency, especially in towing arrangements. One alternative for the affected employees is a transition to the home claims team, a decision following on the heels of a significant net profit surge of $1.4 billion. As the industry restructuring continues, Suncorp's approach may just set a precedent for the cost-cutting strategies of other insurance companies in Australia. Recently, there was a striking development as well. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority invalidated a trucking firm's insurance claim due to misinformation. The company falsely claimed 2 years of operational history and underplayed its operational radius. This points our attention to the essential need for truthful declarations on insurance applications and the potentially severe consequences of misrepresentation. We can anticipate both businesses and insurers to reconsider and bolster their verification procedures to evade such issues in the future. Moving on to some positive news. Galgates, our well-known insurance brokers, have secured a 2-year extension as the official insurance broker for Football New South Wales. The CEO of Football New South Wales, John Satsimas, commended Galgates for their profound understanding of the sports sector and commitment to top-tier service. This renewed partnership aims to offer better protection for all stakeholders while managing expenses efficiently. And finally, it is worth noting the colossal raise in the Instrata properties in Australia, which has climbed to $1.4 trillion. With almost half of Strata structures over 25 years old, there has been a call to arms for improved policies, sustainable management, and infrastructure investments. The Strata Community Association and the University of New South Wales City Futures strongly encourage coordinated efforts to tackle these challenges. And that's it for your weekly wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. For more information, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in next week for more insights into the Australian insurance industry.